Paul McNamee joins us, former tennis great. You happy with that, Paul?
You're too funny, Ross.
Paul, Nick Kyrgios, I assume you watched it last night?
Of course, how could one not?
And we love his performance, the five sets into the quarterfinal. What do you make of his behaviour?
Look, it's colourful, it's refreshing in a way. He trash-talks himself, not his opponent, maybe the odd person in the crowd if he's not happy, but... You know, he is what he is. He's a young 19-year-old, you know, multicultural Australian who is just an incredible talent. And, you know, of course he's going to be picked up on his behaviour. But for the tennis establishment to carry on like they are is just unbelievable. We should be so lucky to have this guy.
You happy with the way he addressed... you're speaking to two people who didn't like his behaviour last night, Paul, when he turns and goes, towel...
Well, look, that's probably not the manners you would use at your house, I understand, Ross. But, but you know, the pressure cooker of a big match, he's trying to make the quarterfinal of a Grand Slam. He, as he did at Wimbledon, only the first person since Roger Federer to do that as a teenager. So I think, you know, he's going to be picked up on that stuff, there's no doubt about it, and in time he'll mature, and those things won't happen. But he's a kid in a hurry, he's an Aussie, and I think we'll learn to love him. I think there's no doubt about that.
So you're cutting him some slack because he's 19?
Yeah, look, too many in this tennis establishment are not cutting him that slack, and I think that's really, really disappointing because I think, you know, he needs time to grow and mature. You know, he's been a young guy in a hurry. Just the way that he speaks and his demeanour. I mean, he's very colourful, very exciting, and he's a little bit of a genius the way he plays. I mean, seriously, nobody has the talent that Nick Kyrgios has got.
So, no, we're not arguing about that. I think he's a wonderful tennis player. I love the way he moves, and I love his racket head speed and all the rest of it. But shouldn't the umpire or the referee, shouldn't he have pulled him up on his swearing?
Sure. Sure.
And his racket abuse.
Sure, but this is entertainment. We're in the entertainment industry, and he's very colourful. He's theatric. If we're going to pull him back, we're not going to get the great theatre that we get when Nick Kyrgios plays. So I think we've got to be a little bit remember that, you know, show business is show business, and sometimes, you know, he pushes the boundaries. And yes, it is the umpire's fault. Job to pull him up on that.
How come the referee, Fergus Murphy, he's an Irishman, who we found a quote from him saying you can't have bad behaviour anymore because McEnroe changed all that. How come he did not... He dropped the F-bomb repeatedly. Why would he have made a conscious decision not to cite him on that?
Look, he must have felt that it wasn't audible to television viewers or to the audience, because if it is, you know, they have a duty really to pick him up on it. And look, Nick does need to be picked up on it. There's no doubt about it. You can't, you know, it's not a good example to young kids if you're dropping F-bombs. Clearly, that's not a good example. But I just feel that we have to be, you know, go along this ride a little bit with him for a while he's young and you know, obviously going over the boundaries, there's no doubt about that. But it is the umpire's job, you know, really not yours or mine.
And tell us about, are you happy with the crowd behaviour?
Oh, look, I wasn't really happy that match was out on Hisense Arena. Look, it's a great move that ground pass holders have been let back in there. I don't know why 7 years ago they took it away from ground pass holders, that access. But that match should have really been on Rod Laver Arena, you know, with the young, you know, best Australian. I think that... it's getting a little bit too fanatical, I've got to be honest. And a lot of the overseas players are a little bit, you know, have really had a little bit of a gutful about it.
So you've heard that from them, have you?
Absolutely. It's pretty common knowledge, yeah. It's a very tough to play in Australia here now at the Australian Open. And it's not quite the same as the other Grand Slams because there's not the ground pass access. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about the Australian Open is you can rock up at the gate and get a ticket. And, you know, I feel I had a bit to do with that as well. But... It means, you know, the other Grand Slams are so hard to get a ticket, you don't get that fervour that you get here. And it's good in one way, but sometimes that's also pushing the boundaries a little bit too far because that's really for Davis Cup, not so much for the Australian Open.
Paul, lovely to chat with you as always.
Thanks, Ross. Come in.
Paul McNamee, former tennis great. There's two sides of this argument. There's pull your head in or cut him a bit of slack. And Paul's from the cut him a bit of slack department.